Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astro Mind 2012. I'm your host, Adrian, and tonight we're going to be talking about divination, past, present, future, relationships, energy clearings, whatever. We're going to go ahead and bring Roy on the radio. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners. We're looking forward to another great night of Astro Mind 2012. What's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I just want to talk a little bit about symbolism and divination. And a little bit about remote viewing. What's your feelings on symbolism?
Well, we know that symbolism, plays a big part in all our lives. This goes way back to the, early Egyptians. And they used different symbols back then. And a lot of those same symbols are being used now. A lot of the Masons like symbolism, and so does Illuminati. They use a lot of that, on their buildings, and each one has a lot of power, and they play a big part in all our lives. I mean, there's even a lot of symbols even on our dollar bills. What's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, we look at the pyramids on our dollar bills, and it goes a lot deeper than our understanding, how it goes back to the Masons and the Illuminati. When we know that it has a lot to do with control, because a lot of people tend to worry about money a lot, and that's one thing that consumes a lot of people's lives, because we depend on money, and if we don't have money, then we suffer with or without it. So we, so we know that. We know that it plays a big part in our role in our lives, that we can either be real with it or be fake with it, and that's the choice that we make, with money. I was just talking to a friend today, and I want everybody to hear this. He just told me that I'm not a spiritual person, that I don't help people, and my friend Reed, and I just wanted to let everyone know that if somebody tells you you're not a spiritual person and that you're not living up to your expectations, that's not true, because you yourself have your own spiritual you have your own spiritual beliefs. So don't let anybody knock your spiritual beliefs down. Try to think of them as the one with the issue. Don't think of you as the issue. Think of you as somebody who knows where you're going, and you're going to stick on that path. And I just wanted to share that with you, Roy.
I just wanted to share also that there's people that, you might come in contact, during this lifetime, that you know, for some reason, you know, they tend to want to bring your energy down. Main thing is to not allow that, to remember again, like you said, remember who you are, why you're here, and where you're going. Main thing is we have to feel good about ourselves, that we can't allow other people or situations bring us down. You know, we're, you know, all working of the light. And if people are starting to, you know, bring your energy down, is because they're not of the light. These are people that are working, you know, on the shadow side. You know, they have lost their direction, and that they need to do some seriously to make, you know, a stronger connection with, you know, with our higher source, and whoever that might be to them. I just wanted to share that. And what else do you have, Agent?
Well, I think the whole biggest thing is the reason why people say those things, because they're not happy with themselves. So like you say, they're going to try to bring your energy down. And it's up to you to allow them to do that. I just basically point it out to them and say, okay, you say I'm not spiritual, but yet you do these things. You know, you can't throw rocks in glass houses. I'm sorry, that don't work. I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, but again, you know, like you say, that people who live in glass houses shouldn't be casting any stones.
Right.
And usually when they start casting stones, they find out that their house comes crashing down really fast.
Yes, it does.
And we've seen this time and time again. I mean, we've, you know, gone to people and all we wanted to do is help them, but all they wanted to do is cast stones at us. And it wasn't long after that that their business failed. And, you know, and all we wanted to do is help them to restore that business so that, you know, they would see more benefits, you know, from the investments that they made, and that we could work together. I just wanted to share that, Agent. And what's your feelings on that?
Well, we believe in that there is universal laws, and that karma plays a big part in our actions. And we could pretend, these people can pretend that they're not doing anything wrong to you, and they could pretend all they want, but the truth is they won't accept who they are, and karma has to teach them who they are. And that's the only way for them to learn. It's just like a child that gets in trouble and you spank their hand and you tell them to go to their room, but they tend to flip off their parents, swear at their parents, and do all the rotten things to their parents, but their parents feel that they've done a lot for their kids, but they don't respect them. I just wanted to share that.
And that's so true. I mean, that's what's wrong with our society now. That a lot of the things that, and the reason why a lot of people are having problems, because when they were younger, they should have been corrected. And you don't have to, you know, abuse anybody. There's different ways of correction. And the main thing is that, you know, you're doing it to help them, to make them, you know, a more, you know, more of a humble person. and to, you know, love other people and show respect, you know, and all the things that, you know, we should have known. You know, this is all part of the basics, you know, which everyone should have learned when they were younger. I just wanted to share that. What's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, I believe that parents or children should respect their parents. Like Jesus said, you know, they should respect their mother and fathers and honor them and on some level. But if there's any some kind of level of abuse, then I don't agree with that. But yeah, on some levels they should have respect for their parents at that age. And I think that one of the biggest thing is the dark side wants us to think different of ourselves, that it's not okay to not be spiritual, that it's not okay to be spiritual, and anything that could bring our energy down, anything that the Illuminati can use against us to bring our vibration down, and that's the biggest challenge, especially with families nowadays. So I just wanted to share that.
I just wanted to mention that, you know, we've all heard the saying of you can't say something nice, then you shouldn't be saying anything at all.
Right.
Yeah. Main thing is people say things out of anger. They say things that they really don't mean. But they do it out of spite. You know, they want to hurt somebody when they say things because they're hurt. The only thing is, all it does is create more, you know, of that ripple effect. And eventually it, you know, when you cast a rock into the water, those ripples are going to come right back at you. And that's how universal law works. I just wanted to share that. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest lesson is our ego. We don't want to admit that we're wrong. Sometimes you have to admit that you're in the wrong. But you don't want to admit to it because they only see one view, and that's their view, and that's usually the ego. Just like if you were to speak to a Christian, their view is that we're all damned and we're all going to go to hell if we don't repent. So it's only one way to them. They're only one track minded, and that's it. But it looks like we got a lot of callers. I don't know if you want to start with our first caller.
Let's go ahead and start with our first caller.
Okay, let's start with the 760 area. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, I'm Sabrina and I'm from California.
And we welcome you to our show tonight, Sabrina, and how can we help you tonight?
Hi, I was just wondering if anybody is going to be coming into my life anytime soon.
Adrian, what are you getting?
I'm sorry?
Adrian, are you there?
Yeah. I'm here.
Okay. She wants to know about relationship.
Okay.
Huh? Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
How long have you been in relationship?
I'm not in one. That's what I'm asking about. I haven't been in one.
Are you interested in someone, or are you someone?
No, not particularly.
Okay. I'm going to do something a little different tonight. I'm going to pull a card for you.
Okay.
And first I want to start off with your psychological evaluation to find out what kind of person you are.
Okay.
So that I know what your perfect match is, okay?
Okay.
So my question is to you, if you were to live in a house, what kind of house would you want to live in? I'm going to pull a card, and you have to tell me what you would want to live in, okay? First picture I see is a woman in a real expensive house. It's a mansion. Would you feel comfortable on top of that?
Legend, we're getting a lot of background noise.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah?
We're getting a lot of background noise. Nathan, can you hear her?
Yeah. Hello. I guess we lost her there.
Yeah, we need to go to the next caller now.
From the 928.
Hello.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
I'm from Arizona. My name is Alpina.
And how can we help you tonight?
I'm wondering where things are going to go with the person that's in my life right now.
And how long have you been in this relationship?
We actually were in a relationship for like short term and we broke up and now we're talking again. So.
Okay. Adrian?
Okay, I'll pull a card for you with what I was doing here. I'll do the same thing for you. Okay, if you were to live in a house, it's just a question, and this is just a question like if somebody were to ask you what your favorite color is. But I'm going to ask you what your favorite house is, okay, and by these pictures, and I'm going to describe to you what I see, okay?
Okay.
And the first picture I see is a house. It's a brick house. There's no windows, and on the top there's shingles, and there's bats flying over it, and it's kind of a creepy old house. Would you live in something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, so you like the mysterious type. Do you like old homes?
No.
So that wouldn't work for you?
No.
Okay, so the other one is a apartment complex, but this apartment complex has two doors, one in the basement and one going up, and it's a brick.
No.
Okay, so that wouldn't work. Another one is living out in the country?
Yes.
That one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put that aside. Another one is a mansion?
No.
Like the White House? Okay. Another one is a house that looks like a cube?
No.
And you can see inside the windows? Okay. And another one is a skyscraper?
No.
Okay. Another one is a wooden house. Looks like a deck.
No.
Okay. And another one is an old brick house living in the suburbs.
No.
Okay. And then another one is just a regular home, just an old town, but on the top of the house, the house is pink and it's big, but on top of the house there's the sky and it has like dark clouds. It's kind of stormy. Would you live in something like that where it's always stormy and rainy?
No.
It may appear that way, but it's not. Would you live in an area like that?
No.
Okay, too depressing for you?
Yes.
Okay. So the card you picked is the card that's living out into the outdoors, nature. So are you a nature person?
Yes.
Okay. So this one you picked has no windows, and it looks like the windows are boarded, so I can't really look inside your house. You like to keep everything confidential, but you also like to feel free. What are you getting from that, Roy, that kind of house?
Well, I'm getting that she likes to spend a lot of time outdoors.
And, okay, so why does this house not have windows? What is there something that you're
hiding? I'm getting, like you said, there's a lot of privacy. She don't like anybody looking into her house because she likes her privacy.
Okay. Would you prefer going to someone else's house or them to come to your house?
I guess it doesn't matter.
Like say on a blind date, what would you feel more comfortable, hosting or going out?
I would prefer they come over to my house.
Okay, so that would make you feel more comfortable if they came to your house?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the reason why I'm asking these questions, because this is a psychological evaluation, this tells you a lot about yourself to me. This tells me your personality. And your personality is you're a very outgoing person. You like nature. You like to be grounded. You like the beauty in things. You know, you're very artistic. You don't like people in your personal business. You like your private life. You like your privacy. You like your control. You're not about the money, okay? You're more into, like, nature and loving Mother Earth kind of person. You're not picky. You're not a picky person. You're very laid back. And this is what it says on the back. There is a love of being alone by the choice of dream of isolation as a kind of blessings that we remember or imagine of childhood and safe and cozy dwelling place. This placeful dream is important to you, but you are aware of that. There is nothing unreal about the fairy tale. House is clearing in the woods with the fire and the grate of all comfortable and secure. You may harbor at times the thought and escape to such a sweet cottage or cabin. There is an aspect of your personality that seeks escape from the harsh realities that discomfort you. And every life, but you know it is best, a temporary retreat. There is a path to the gate through the surrounding hedge of this outer path to elsewhere and to the world. You may be happy in solitude, but you need the company of others. And there is nothing that must be done in the world at large. So what do you get from that, Roy?
I'm getting that's pretty much, Galen, that, you know, that's the kind of person and relationship, you know, that she's looking for. That she's trying to match somebody that would enjoy the same things that she does. to be more, you know, of a nature person, be more outgoing, be more in, you know, into, you know, in contact with, you know, with Mother Earth and more of the spiritual. And what are you getting into?
Well, I think the whole thing is she likes feeling comfortable where she's at, and she feels comfortable with company. You're not a lone person. You feel like you're a loner, but you're not, because there are times you do feel like you're alone and isolated. So maybe it's saying you need to involve yourself more with people. You're kind of like me. I'm a loner. So I don't choose to be alone. It's just the way it is, and that's the path that we chose. And there may be times where you want to reach out to people and they don't reach out to you, or they might look at you differently and say you're not a spiritual person, but you really are. So they might see you in a different, from an outside different world, in their eyes, just like we look at aliens in a different light. Aliens look at us as a different light. So it's just kind of, we all live in our own different world and reality. And I think that's what this card's telling me, Roy.
That pretty much sums it up. And how do you feel about the reading? You know, are we, you know, pretty much in alignment of what we're telling you?
You mean as in regards to myself, or?
Yeah, how about yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. And when's the last time you were in a relationship?
Like 3 weeks ago, but that's what I'm wondering about now, so.
Mm-hmm. Now, you say you're wondering about, is there something there that you don't feel comfortable with?
No, I'm just basically wondering where it's going to go from here.
Is this from your side or from their side?
I guess both. Like, I'm wondering what's going to, you know, like, happen.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm getting that there's still something missing. And what's missing?
I don't know.
Do you feel this person's your twin flame?
No, I wouldn't go that far into it. Like, no. Like, I don't know.
See, the whole thing is with the twin flame relationship, you'll know without a doubt. So this could be, you know, this could be a soulmate. That's why you're not quite sure, you know, where this is going. Because your intuition is telling you that. Adrian, what do you get in?
What is she exactly confused about?
I'm wondering where things are going to go between me and him, like from here, like where's it going to go? Like where's it going to lead is basically my question.
Well, has he left you feeling kind of confused about things? Kind of like where I'm at right now with my friend.
No, I'm not confused. I'm not, no. Like, I believe, well, we are going to get back together. Like, that's what we're communicating right now. and I'm wondering if, you know, what I feel is true. Like, is that his intentions too, or what's, you know?
Wasn't his intentions what? I didn't hear you.
Oh, no, I mean, like, what are his intentions? Like, with what does he want to do from here is basically what I want to know.
Well, when you first met up with each other, what did you feel with your connection as far as it is where it's at right now?
We actually haven't really meant. We're going to meet Thursday, or actually Friday. But when I first communicated with him, I felt very comfortable with him.
Okay, and that's all you felt? It was just comfortable?
Yes, like, just, I don't know, like, I mean, what else am I supposed to feel? I just really, you know, like, start communicating with him, so, like.
Hey, Jenna, my guides are telling me that you need to check your charts and see what the percentage on this relationship of, you know, moving forward.
Well, the percentage can fluctuate depending on the day because the vibration changes. And that's why it's not always accurate. Sometimes it is because it never changes. You know, it's kind of like this. It's kind of like the scale on your gas. Sometimes it can change, sometimes it don't change. It fluctuates, our energy fluctuates a lot. But we need to find out where it's at right now. That's the question. And right now, it's at 50%, so there is an energy exchange going on.
Another thing that I'm getting also from my guides is we just came out of a Mercury retrograde, and that does affect relationships, especially on communication. Do you know anything about a Mercury retrograde and what it does?
What was that?
Do you know anything about Mercury retrogrades?
Yeah.
But you do understand that it does play a strong part in communications?
I guess.
Yeah. And it does affect, you know, relationships also. And it does cause some confusion.
I just wanted to mention, too, that these magnetic energy waves that we're going through also affect changes in the frequencies, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why.
What my guides are saying also is that if you want this relationship to increase or get stronger, that you and him ought to take a trip to Sedona, Arizona. Have you been to Sedona?
Why is that?
Because there's the energy vortex is there, and it helps to bring more balance into your life.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of this?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, me and myself, you know, Adrian have been there, and we've seen some results from going into the vortexes.
It helps to amplify the energy.
Yeah.
It's an amplifier.
Where are you located in Arizona?
Yes.
What city?
It's actually north of Sedona.
Okay, so you're Flagstaff?
What was that?
Are you in the Flagstaff area?
No, I'm north of there.
Okay, but I mean, you're not too far away from Sedona.
No.
Okay. And that's why, you know, my guides are saying that, you know, and it would be a nice drive, you know, just to go there and, you know, and this would help a lot. Adrian, what are you getting?
I'm getting a lot of doubt.
Okay. The main thing is, where do you see this relationship going? If there's doubt, then it's not gonna
happen. No, I'm not doubting anything. I'm just wondering what you guys pick up and what you guys feel. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is what we're. This is what we're getting.
His thoughts. Not from your thoughts. His thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's doubting whatever, like. I mean, like, what is he doubting, the relationship, himself, or me, or like, what?
He is.
Yeah, like, what is he doubting, like, himself? Is he doubting me? Is he doubting the relationship, or what is...
He's doubting your relationship, and that leaves a lot of thinking and contemplating in your mind where it's going.
I think we're pretty good. I think right now I'm very positive about the situation. I know we will be back together. So that's, and he's been making progress. So I have no idea why he would be doubting anything.
I don't know why either. It's just a feeling I get.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's something you want. But it may be something he don't want. I don't know.
Actually, he's already explained that to me. So I know what his feelings are and what he's, like, wanting.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, you know, that's the whole thing right there, though, is explaining and doing and seeing and taking action. And if there hasn't been any action, then... You know, that's the whole thing, getting it to move.
I think I've already explained there was action, like he's making progress on whatever it was I told him I had a problem with.
Uh-huh.
Adrian, my guides are telling me that a lot of this information that you're giving her is, I feel that she's testing you, and that's, you know, this information that we're giving you is something that comes from a higher source, and, you know, a lot of it is, you have to take it, you know, the way you want. But I feel that you're just testing and seeing, you know, what we're able to do. So we need to move on to the next caller now, Adrian.
Okay. Let's go to the next caller from the... That looks like we lost her anyways. Let's go to that caller from the 727. 727. You're on the air. That one didn't work. Go to the next one. 760.
Put in everyone.
Hi.
Hello?
What's your name and where are you from?
I was the first caller. I am from, I'm Sabrina from California.
For some reason, I don't know what it is, but your phone's giving a lot of feedback.
Are Can you hear me?
Are you on a cordless phone or something? Or?
I have you on speaker. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. I'm sorry, but we're just getting all that feedback on this side, and we can't hear you that good.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Adrian, this is our first caller, so we need to, you wanted to find out about a relationship that's...
No, I was curious about anybody possibly coming into my life. I'm not in a relationship or anything like that yet.
No, yeah. And you're interested in finding out if there's a relationship coming your way.
Yeah.
Okay. Nathan?
All right, let's go ahead and see if somebody's on their way. And it's saying we got a winner. That's a bingo.
Oh.
Good. And I'm getting that you say that you haven't been in a relationship before. Are you just out of high school?
No, I'm not out of high school. I have like a year or two years, 3 years, something like that. It hasn't been that long.
Okay. Because you sound real young. Your voice sounds really young.
Yeah. I'm older than I sound.
Okay. And what kind of relationship are you looking for? Would it be long term, short term?
Along, I guess.
Okay. Nathan?
What are you looking for?
A long-term relationship?
Yeah.
It says it's saying it will be long-term.
Nathan, we need to go to a new caller now. We're still getting too much feedback.
I'm sorry?
We're still getting way too much feedback.
How about now?
Sound clear now, but there's some feedback.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have other people with you listening to this conversation?
Yeah, but I just stepped out of the room.
Okay, because the main thing is what I'm getting tonight is some of the callers that we're getting are not taking these readings too serious.
Oh, I am. I am taking it seriously. I wouldn't
call
you.
Because, you know, we're not here to be mocked. I'm sorry. And, you know, we have a lot of callers out there that are waiting, you know, for us to do a reading for them, and we're not here to be mocked.
Yeah, I wasn't mocking anybody. I wouldn't call just just to make fun of somebody.
Adrian, do you have your cards available right then?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to have Adrian do a spread on you, on his cards.
Okay.
Okay, so you got the Three of Cups that has that indicates that you're looking for a relationship, currently looking. You got a lot of soul searching that you're doing right now. But you haven't made the perfect pair yet, but you're going to. And then your challenge that lies before you is the death card. That means you're going to die. It just means you're going to go through a transformation. You have to go through some changes first. Like there's some big changes coming.
Are you still living at home?
Yeah.
Okay, then that's probably part of the changes that are going to change for you.
The next card I
pulled
was the Hangman. The Hangman has to do with sacrifice and making changes in your plan. Or maybe indicate something that you're feeling now. You may be feeling like you're being hanged or sacrificed and restricted. And then you got the Star, that's the card of hope. So you got a lot of hopes and you're going to succeed in whatever you put your hopes into, okay, your desires.
Okay.
And then you got
Taking any kind of schooling or training right now?
No, I'm actually looking to go to a school.
Okay, because my guides are telling me that you need to, you know, work more with the, you know, your talents or whatever career that you, you know, want to get into, and this will help you to, you know, get the kind of job that you want also.
Is it specific with what I'm supposed to get into? Because I actually have a lot of different choices on the table.
What do you enjoy doing the most?
I think it's evenly spread. I like doing a lot of different things.
The whole thing is, and let me explain this to you, when we manifest things into our life, we have to be specific.
Mm-hmm.
If not, then we confuse the universe because the universe don't know what to send us.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you know, have in your mind, well, I'd like to do this, I'd like to do that, I'd like to do this. Well, yes, you can do those different things, but it has to be, you know, your focus has to be one at a time.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share that with you, you know, and that's how the law of attraction works.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people say, well, I want to be a scientist, but yet, you know, they've never studied and, you know, they've never been in that field before. And then they find out that they take all this schooling and all this training and it just don't resonate with them. And then they end up quitting and then they go on to another career. I just wanted to share that with you, that, you know, just allow yourself to, you know, whatever you resonate with, whatever you enjoy the most, whatever comes easily and naturally to you, that's where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Adrian, is there anything else you want to share?
My guys are telling me that those changes, the death card that it came up,
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to ask that I think the reason that came up is not just because of changes that are going to occur, but changes in yourself is going to occur. And things that you want to change, because it's right next to the desire card. So you have many desires and things that you want to change.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe in the past you weren't able to. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you got the sacrifice card. That means there's sacrifices you have to make to make those changes. And then you got the moon card. That has to do with, like, a lot of... Do you daydream a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to do with your dreams. Like, listen to your dreams. Listen to your daydreams. Because those are messages, visions that you get. They're not just daydreams. Yeah. Some people think they're daydreams, but they actually have meaning. Like, I was daydreaming about this bank being robbed, and it got robbed in the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not just daydreams, they're premonitions. So listen to your dreams, listen to your daydreams, write them down, because it may come true. It may be a premonition.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to share that. And then the other card that you got is the star card. That means that's a wish card. So that means your wishes are going to come true. You stay positive and hopeful. So as long as you stay hopeful and positive, you'll get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
What are because your what are your strengths? What are your talents?
I'm really creative with words.
Do you do any writings? Have you ever wrote a book?
I think we lost her.
Okay, let's go ahead with the next caller now, I think.
All right, let's go to the 610.
Hello?
Hello, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Sonia. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
And we welcome you to our show tonight, and how can we help you?
I just wanted to get a reading on career. I'm presently looking for a position because things seem to be up in the air where I work. I'm not sure exactly if they're going to renew our contract, you know, the company that we're working for. I'm not sure what the deal is, but I've already started looking and putting my resume out there, and I wanted to see what you were picking up.
And how long have you been in this career?
With this company, 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
I mean, but I've been doing this close to 5 years now. I mean, the type of work
okay.
I do.
And that's that's the kind of experience that you have then?
Yeah.
Okay. And have you been putting resumes out there for other jobs or?
Yes, like I told you, I have.
Adrian, and what are you getting for her finding a new job?
Let's see, let's look at the percentage. What kind of work are you wanting to get into?
Well, it's what I do. You know, I work with technology. I do IT-related work, testing software. business analyst, anything along those lines?
It says it's gone to 60%, so it's saying that you have, you do, I asked if you have the tools, and it went to 60%, so that means you have everything you need to get a new job, so you will get one.
Okay. Were you picking
you
up a time frame?
Right. You just have to do some research.
G wants to know a time frame. What is the chart showing on the time frame, Agent?
I'm looking right now.
Okay.
Now, when you say time frame, what do you want, weeks or months?
I mean, month is fine, week is fine also, whatever right now you're picking up.
Would tune in be better?
Hello?
2 months.
That's it. Okay, getting a month, Agent?
2 months.
2 months. Hello.
Okay.
Nathan, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Were you picking up anything as far as the company? I mean, is it
how is this? How is this company? Do you enjoy working for them?
What's that?
Do you enjoy working for the company that you're working for now?
Yeah, but the thing is that the company that's given us work, because we work for a telecommunications company, there it looks like they're going to go with another company. So my boss was the one that told us to not put your resume out there, you know?
Oh, okay. So they're changing hands.
I'm not sure, you know, but why take a chance? Why wait and take a chance, you know? So.
Yeah. My guys are telling me that, you know, anytime, you know, you hear something that's coming, you know, that it would be wise to, you know, get that resume out there.
Uh-huh.
Is there a better company that you could work for in your area?
I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah, because you're in a field that there's a lot of, you know, there's a you know, a lot of companies that would enjoy, you know, with the kind of experience that you have.
Okay.
So you're in an open field.
Okay.
The main thing is, you know, what's going to fit into your life? You know, do you want something close? You know, do you want a job where you don't have to travel that far? You know, what kind of annual income are you looking at? You know, what are you willing to work for and what are you not willing to work for?
Right.
Main thing is, you know, as Adrian was saying, that there is something coming. You just have to be a little bit more focused on where you do want to work.
Okay. All right, that helps. Thank you.
Okay. And do you have your resume out to different companies, or is there one certain company that you're looking at?
No, I'm applying. I'm not putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm applying to different companies. So far, I had one interview, but they haven't called me back. And I give it to 2 recruiters, and I'm looking every day. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
And we wish you the best. And
thank you.
You know, for your career.
All right, thank
okay.
you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you.
And let's go ahead now, Ethan, with the next caller now.
All right, let's go to the next caller from the 330 area. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking the call.
You are welcome, and what's your name and where are you from?
Yes, my name is John, and I'm from West Virginia.
And how can we help you tonight?
Well, I don't know if you can help or not. My wife came back from a trip recently, and I was by myself for a week, and unfortunately, one of the animals that we had got out. We have three cats, and she's been missing for about 4 days, and we are very close to our animals, and we're just trying to figure out if we're going to get her to come back. We've been putting up a lot of flyers and been passing them out to our friends and stuff, and we're hoping for her return.
You know, I just wanted to share a story with you real quick. Like, I have a part-time job along with, you know, our radio show and what else, and other things that we do. But I was just going out to the parking lot, and somebody had put a flyer on my car.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a missing dog. And I guess this dog, you know, meant a lot to them, and they were offering a reward of $2,000 for any information or, you know, or location of their lost animal.
Right.
And I told Adrian about it, and I thought, well, this would be interesting. We should see if we could locate this animal, you know, for these people.
Mm-hmm.
And with Adrian's charts, he had found lost articles for people. There was a lady not too long ago that lost a diamond ring, and it was worth a lot of money, and he was able to find that for her. And all we are, in all of us, even animals, we're all energy, so anything that has to deal with energy, the charts are going to give you an accurate reading.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to share all this. We found the location of the animal, but we were picking up that who had ever taken this animal, since these people were offering a $2,000 reward, this dog was worth a lot more than that. And it was inside the home. The location, the pendulum told us the location of the home and everything. We
mm-hmm.
just felt that whoever had that animal was not holding that animal for the right intentions.
And that's my fear with the animal
yeah.
that we lost. And I also feel major guilt about the loss of the cat because my wife had been gone for a week to visit her parents and take care of them. And just a few hours before she went disappearing, she had been sleeping on one of my shirts, so I figured she was just resting in another part of our apartment. And then, lo and behold, she's been gone for several days.
Mm-hmm.
And so
main thing
really
is what we can find out for you is, you know, how the animal, you know, if it's in the surrounding areas and is the animal, you know, how's it, you know, how's the animal doing or, you know, whatever information that'll come forward.
Okay.
Adrian, what are you getting for him?
With your missing dog?
Cat.
With
black
cat.
And white, black and white cat.
What's the cat's name?
Peyton.
Oh, it's a missing cat?
Yes.
Do you know what scared it off?
We believe that she popped open the screen and snuck out.
And it's a, and what color is it? Black?
Black and white.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see black and white. Okay, so what I'm picking up is it's close by your area, but if not, nobody has picked it up yet.
Okay.
And
is she's still alive?
It's still alive, yes. And it's near a street, a really busy street.
Okay.
But it's a very smart cat. And it is trying to find its way home. But it won't come home that way.
Okay.
But if I do some kind of energy clearing for you, it may come back home. And that's the only thing I could tell you is I could do an energy clearing, and it will help you come back home.
Okay.
And what it will see is a huge light that will shine for it to come back home, because cats could see the spirit world.
Okay.
And I could do that for you.
One question that I have, is this the first time that cat's ever run away like that?
Yeah, it has. And at first I thought it was my neighbor letting the screen out, because him and I have been having disagreements lately. And
mm-hmm.
I thought it was a personal vendetta. But my wife and I spoke about it, and she said his wife didn't let her get away with that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's just maybe she did bust out the screen and that'll get away for the first time.
Because what I'm getting of it, tried to get out of the house, you know, in that way, that it was scared. Something scared your cat.
Scared. It was scared when it got out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, and it's interesting because you do understand that animals can see spirits.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And whatever scared your cat, it felt like it was in danger.
I'm sorry?
I'm getting that your cat felt it was in danger.
Okay. Okay.
Adrian, what are you getting on the charts, on, you know, what I'm picking up on?
You're picking up on it correctly.
Okay. So what Adrian's going to have to do in order for your cat to come back is this energy clearing, and then the cat will he'll feel more, you know, where it feels more at peace, you know, more at ease of coming back home.
Okay, thank you, John.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is open up a vortex in your home.
Okay.
And this is going to bring all the bad stuff out. And it's also going to open up a light so it can see where you're at.
Okay.
So I'm going to open up a portal. Okay.
Okay.
And this is a good one. And this is just going to be a light portal, so so that the cat could see where you're at. And when it when the cat comes back, let us know so I can close it for you.
I will, gentlemen. Thank you.
Bring that up to 100%. And then go ahead and lock it into place. Right in the center. There you go. Okay. All right, I opened up the portal for you for it to come through.
Have you, the house that you're in now, is it a rental home? Have you been in this home very long?
Yeah, we've lived here about 5 years in the apartment.
But yet this is the first time your cat's ever acted that way?
Yeah, she used to try to sneak out, but I stopped her a couple of times. But she's been real most domesticated for the last year and a half. That's why I was shocked that she just snuck out.
Nathan, now what do you get in?
What did he ask? I'm sorry.
I just wanted to get some information about the house.
What do they want to know about the house?
I'm just trying to see why that cat wanted to, you know, all of a sudden it just wanted to get up and leave.
Does it have another owner?
It did at one point. We got it from a rescue shelter. That was 2 years ago.
For some reason, it wanted to go to its owner's.
Okay.
That's why it left.
Okay.
And I'm not picking up your house as haunted or anything. It's just that it wanted to go to the other owner's house. It felt more comfortable there for some reason.
Okay.
So you might want to look in that area too.
Do you know where the other owner's location's at?
No, I don't. We picked her up in an animal shelter.
Oh, okay. And is there any busy locations close to where you live?
Yeah, we live about a tenth of a mile from a state highway.
Adrian, what are the, maybe we could pinpoint the location. Is it near that highway?
Well, I saw busy traffic, but yeah, it probably would be. Let me see. Yep, that's where it's at.
And is there a lot of housing, or is that an open area?
It's got a lot of wooded, it's a heavily wooded area.
Is that correct? Yeah, that's where it's at.
Is it hiding in the woods?
Is it a she?
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't tell me it's gender, did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, she is. She's hiding there.
Okay. Should I go out and try to, like, shake trees in the woods or shake paper?
Does she come to you by name?
Sometimes, not often.
Is there a certain toy or something or a noise or something that she liked?
Laser pointers.
Yeah, and that would be something, you know, that can attract her. You know, if you were to use that laser pointer.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, they love laser pointers.
What you want to do is you want to draw her out to you.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's hard to find something in the woods because it's so well camouflaged.
Right. But if I can't make it out to the woods or to the near the highway for safety reasons, will she make it back on her own?
Yeah.
Now that, Adrian, you've done this clearing, will she come home now?
Yes, she will.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. You are welcome. And like Adrian said, you know, call us back. You know, let us know, you know, the results.
Okay.
And so that Adrian can, if there's any vortexes still open, you want to make sure and close that.
Yeah, you want to close it.
Yeah.
Thank you both.
You are so welcome, and you have a good night. And let's go ahead with our next caller now.
You have a good night. I'm sorry?
Adrian, are you there?
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Let's bring on the next caller from the 646.
Hi.
Hi. How can I help you tonight?
I was calling because I wanted help regarding my relationship with Sean, and there seems to be a little interference coming in from a so-called friend, and I'm trying to be, I don't know, I just, it's just very discouraging and it's hurtful, but it's deceptive.
Okay. And are you in a relationship now, or?
Yes, I'm with Sean. I'm with him. And, you know, it's developing, it's growing. And, you know, of course we have a little growing pains, but I feel he does care about me, and I do care about him. I just feel like a friend of mine is trying to undermine our... I think she went looking for him behind my back. I never introduced him, but, you know, through the power of Facebook, you can find people, and the power of the internet.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. I just feel that I may be wrong, but I really don't believe I am. I don't feel as though anything severe has happened, but I'm trying to figure out what I can do. And what energy are you picking up? Yeah, what energy are you picking up?
Well, first image I get is you need a candle.
Okay.
To diffuse the energy.
Okay.
Have you tried that approach?
I have been using it, and it's the first one became, you know, a little black, and it broke. And the second one, the energy cleared up, and it was a little black on top, but it, you know, so I do agree with you on that. I know I do need to do that.
Okay, so if you light a white one with it.
I wasn't lighting it black. It was white. It was white. But you know how the candle in a glass, it may become a little darker. There's negative energy. I guess, around it, or it's trying to dispel the negative energy?
Well, that's funny you'd bring that up, because I had a friend, I gave him a candle, and within a day, the whole candle was black.
Are you serious? It's dispelling the negative energy, getting rid of it.
And what happened was, it was a barrier breaker candle, and the whole candle was white when I bought it, but then it turned all black and burnt. When I saw it, he didn't know what it meant at first, because he's not into metaphysics, but when I saw it, I was shocked. I was like, holy cow. I was like, Ra has, his father's Ra, the god of the sun.
Yes.
And Ra had a lot of control, has a lot of control over his mind and put up all these barriers. And we were trying to break them so that I could hypnotize him to find out what's going on or what happened in the past life with, between him and Ra. So when I did that, the candle like exploded and it turned all black. Yeah, it was pretty bad, nasty stuff.
Yeah, it's the energy that has to be broken, the negative energy. I agree with you on that. I do.
It has to defuse.
Okay. To defuse the energy.
Yeah, see, the whole thing is I'm not ready to do that yet with my relationship. Because you have such an emotional attachment that I'm not prepared for that yet. So you also have to question yourself if you're ready for that that energy, or if are you ready for to take on Reiki, or are you ready for a job, or are you ready? You know, always have to be ready for something.
I'm sorry.
You know what I mean? Some people aren't.
Well, I'm ready to. I know with my friend, she's not my friend because she's deceived me in the past before, and I sort of forgave her, but I never really trusted her. But this is a confirmation. It hasn't gotten to that level, but I said I need to just cut this because this is not. It's not positive. It's not positive.
Well, some people pretend, some people can say that they're not ready or say that somebody else isn't ready. Well, we really don't know that when we're ready and not ready. It's just a feeling that we get, you know, we go off by our feelings. So when somebody says that they think they're not ready, I really don't know that, you know what I mean, because I'm not that person. I can make assumptions,
right.
But I'm not that person, so I can't say that. You know what I mean? Just like when I read that lady, when she said, well, my boyfriend said this and this and that, well, the feelings that I was getting is he wasn't being truthful with her, or he wasn't feeling ready, or whatever. Those are the feelings I get. Now, is that... You have to ask yourself, is that a projection of your own subconscious, or is that something that you're really feeling? And that is something that I'm feeling. And it's not something that I'm saying out of jealousy. It's not something I'm saying because I'm lonely and my life is shitty. It's because of the feeling that I feel at that time. So I just go off by my feelings. Sometimes, yes, I do project my own thoughts, but I just go off by what I feel. You know what I mean?
Okay. So in regards to this, what are you feeling? Because, we are still growing, and I feel like she recently tried to come into the picture, and she's trying to... Intuitively, this is what I'm sharing with you. I have to be calm because I was like, I am going to ask her specifically what's going on, but in an open forum and calm. But what are you feeling?
Well, the feeling is very neutral with what you're feeling right now. So I guess I would have to ask you, what are your feelings about it?
Well, my feelings is that I know he cares about me. I just feel as though she's like the snake in the Garden of Eden. You know,
whispering, because I know that your powers, your gifts come from the light, and that's the feeling that I receive, you know what I mean? So my feelings would be very neutral to yours, maybe in a different perspective, but it feels the same, you know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I just want to know, where is this, I'm going to speak to her, but I'm saying in regards to him, I do feel that he cares about me. I mean, I'm not questioning whether he cares or not. I do feel that. I just feel, in regards to her, this is a test for me to really cut the ties, because I'm like, it's not real. She and I are, you know, we're not as close as we used to be, and she betrayed me in the past.
Okay. Then how does that affect you now?
I'm not going to lie, I am upset, and I'm sad because I said, you know, I thought I can trust her, and obviously, you know, she has a demeanor about her where she's a manipulator, and she wants to, even though I've never introduced them, you know, like I mentioned about the Facebook and internet, and I have to be calm when I approach her, because what I really want is the truth. And once I have the truth, I can move forward. Even though I feel I know the truth, but I really wanted to know specifically what's going on. And, you know, if she tells me the truth, that she is interested in him, but like, listen, you're married, leave him alone. She's married. She's not right. You know, I'm not one to pass judgment because it's not, certain things are not, you know, it's none of my business. But I'm like, listen, leave me alone. Leave whoever I'm with alone. And that's it. I haven't done it to her. Please don't do it to me. I haven't disrespected our friendship like that. Don't do it to me. That's it. I'm sorry?
I'm just thinking.
Well, what are you thinking?
Well, what I was picking up is that I need to put a firewall around him.
I'm sorry?
I need to put up a firewall.
I should put up, or he has a firewall. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
No, I need to put one up around him, so that if she can reach, she can't reach to him.
Yes, because I've been talking to God, I've been talking to my angels, and you know, I've even tried sending her love and light for her to go away. Just go away and stay away. And, you know, work it out with your own husband. That's what I've been trying to do. And it's done a lot for me, you know. Has anything physical gone on between them?
It feels that way. But I don't think that's how he wants to make it seem to appear.
What do you mean? They've become intimate?
Yes.
Was it recently? Like last week?
Yeah.
She went to his apartment? Or did he go to hers?
Hers.
So was that his first time? Or no, he's been there several times.
He's been there several times at her place.
Has she ever been to his place?
Yeah.
Was she there on Monday or Sunday?
Sunday.
So he really doesn't care about me.
I wouldn't go that extreme. I feel like there's some feelings there, but he feels like, I don't know, I feel like he's been tested, and these are the experiences that he had to go through to experience the test, and he keeps failing each time. So he looks for compassion. He looks for, you know, the light. He looks for light and compassion. That's what he's searching for.
But, I mean, I've been honest and I've been faithful. You know what I mean? Like, I've been...
Hello?
Yeah. So Sean slept with Blair?
What's that?
Sean